This is TWiT.
The Hacker News reported on some research that the AP, the Associated Press, did, which it's probably, I mean, this is maybe a little inflammatory clickbait, but it's worth pointing out to our listeners. The statement was, Google tracks you everywhere, even if you explicitly tell it not to. And there is some truth to it. What the AP found is that preventing Google from acquiring long-term tracking data requires more than turning off the obvious location history function. What the Hacker News wrote was, every time a service like Google Maps wants to use your location, Google asks your permission to allow access to your location if you want to use it for navigating. They say, but a new investigation shows that the company does track you anyway. The AP revealed that many Google services on Android and iPhone devices store records of your location data even when you have paused the location history on your mobile device. Disabling location history in the privacy settings of Google applications should prevent, it is argued, Google from keeping track of your every movement, as its own support page states, quote, you can turn off location history at any time. With location history off, the places you go are no longer stored. That's not true. As the AP explains, quote, from the AP, for example, Google stores a snapshot of where you are when you merely open its Maps app. Automatic daily weather updates on Android phones pinpoint roughly where you are, and some searches that have nothing to do with location, like chocolate chip cookies and kids' science kits, pinpoint your precise latitude and longitude, they write, accurate to the square foot, and save it to your Google account. During their coverage, to demonstrate the threat of this, what they consider, I mean, again, clickbait, but worth understanding, of this Google practice, the AP created a visual map of the movements of a Princeton postdoctoral researcher, Dr. Acar, who carried an Android smartphone with location history switched off to prevent location data collection. However, the researchers discovered that the map includes records of Dr. Acar's train commute on two trips to New York and visits to Highline Park, Chelsea Market, Hell's Kitchen, Central Park, and Harlem. To protect the privacy of Dr. Acar, the publication did not plot the most telling and frequent marker on the map, his home address. According to the researchers, this privacy issue affects around 2 billion Android users and hundreds of millions of iPhone users across the world who rely on Google Maps or search. In response to the AP's investigation, Google issued the following statement, quote, there are a number of different ways that Google may use location to improve people's experience, including location history, web and app activity, and through device-level location services. They say, we provide clear descriptions of these tools and robust controls so people can turn them on or off and delete their histories at any time. Jonathan Mayer, whom we've spoken of years past, often a Princeton researcher and former chief technologist for the FCC's Enforcement Bureau, argued, if you're going to allow users to turn off something called location history, then all the places where you maintain location history should be turned off. He says that seems like a pretty straightforward position to have. So, for what it's worth, to stop Google from saving time-stamped location markers, users need to turn off another setting, and that's that web and app activity, which is enabled by default and stores a variety of information from Google apps and sites to your Google account. Once disabled, it will not only stop Google from storing location markers, but also prevents the company from storing information generated by searches and other activities. So anyway, if I just wanted to point this out, it seemed a little over the top in the way it was being described, but it's certainly reasonable if somebody wasn't really paying attention and thought that just turning off location history shut that down completely. You also need to go into your Google account and turn off web and app activity, which does not just record activity, but where that activity occurred.